Alderman, Mr. Fest.
Bob.
Yes, sir.
Do you, are you concerned about the, I couldn't tell when I talked to you earlier, about the use of the podium tomorrow?
No.
You think it's going to be noticed a lot? Is it going to be a
no.
big deal?
No, it won't be a big deal at all. It'll be noticed.
Oh, of course it will. But
and, I'm not at all concerned about it. I think it's a good idea, and I think we ought to try it. I just wanted to.
Yeah.
I think we need some kind of a line because they're going to say, "Why did you do it?" And we, instead of just saying, "I don't know," we ought to.
No, I just said that. No, that the we used it at the editors and the.
A number of people there thought it.
And the people in the audience thought it was. They thought it was.
Was a better way to.
A better way to present the president
present
than with the naked mic.
Than just with the plain microphone. So
like decided.
Naked
mic, so we decided to use it this time.
We're changing the East Room setup for this one. The TV guys had worked it over, you know, to get it set up better for television, and we're changing that tomorrow night too. So it'll be just part of the. That change, there'll be some other differences. I think you're going to come in from the side instead of coming down the center aisle,
mm-hmm.
which is makes a much better picture when you come in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's very bad the way you enter now.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And so they had worked out something to make that work out better.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
And I'm not at all concerned about it. I think
fine. Well, let's do it. Let's
good
let's
idea.
Try it. I think it's a good thing. It'll be something to lean on and. And, you know, so forth. And one thing I wonder about is this. I wonder if we ought to put the podium and the not to have a platform and put it down at ground level. But here's the reason. When I have to look down at the reporters, it's fine for them, but it isn't as good for the television picture. In other words, as when I look at them at eye level.
Okay.
You see what I'm getting at?
Yep.
That I'm inclined to think that the more I can have my, you know, so that I don't have to lift my head to look at the camera or anything. You see what I mean? And I like to look at the press, but.
Right.
And
I talked to him on that.
See?
I think that's probably a good idea.
And just put the thing right down on the ground level.
And this would be a good time, as long as we're changing the other thing, we can
just
change that too and just say we're.
Yeah.
You know, they made some changes to try and. Get it set up better.
Yeah, be better for the television audience to have it done this way.
Okay.
And that's right. Now, tomorrow, as I said, I want to try it just to, I don't want any people bothering me before and everything. I just
right.
want to, I'll just walk in and do it. I don't have to be, nobody has to tell me that I walk in a certain way. I know where I'm going to walk.
Right.
I mean, just tell me where I walk and I'll walk in.
Yeah.
And I won't bother with the makeup thing, as I'm sure
right.
I look fine.
Okay.
You don't see any problem with that, do you? I mean, it hasn't been that bad.
Well, there can't be any serious problem because you've done it a number of times without it. Let's try it and see if they really think it does make a difference.
If it makes a hell of a difference,
we'll change.
Put it the other way. It isn't going to make that much difference in any event.
That's right. It won't.
And, we can let her go.
Right.
The... I was wondering, I see Ehrlichman's out of town and asked you, what's Ford got into him to get into this coordinating committee thing? Do you know about that? Was that raised with you?
No.
Oh, well, he's talked about setting up the Republican coordinating committee again, you know.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Well, it's an awful idea. I mean, we can't, I have enough meetings now, you know, without getting a bunch of those damn people in and having to hassle around with them all day long, you know, or something like
that. Well, it was the thought that they'd meet with you.
Huh? What?
It would be ridiculous to have them meet with you.
Well, that's what they'd want. That's where they always have. They used to meet, you know what I mean? When a coordinating committee is very, it's a good thing without us. I don't like to knock Ford. That's the only problem. And I just hope he hasn't put it forth in a way that I have to...
Now, let me see where it stands.
You don't need to see. I'll finesse it. I'll just say, I think that we of course like to find the best possible ways to consult with the Congress, with governors, and other leaders, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get Ford off of the kick so that we just don't have it. You know what I mean? It's a question of. Because we have to make the policy at the White House. We can't have it made by we can't have a damn coordinating committee coming up with a bunch of cockeyed ideas.
Right.
And at least that's the view than I have. Mm-hmm. I noticed in Ziegler's notes here a note with regard to Hughes indicating a necessity to reassure the POWs, and I said I would. Of course, I will. But have will you have Haig tomorrow get a hold of Hughes and he and they talk about this thing and see whether Haig can, you know, meet with him. I think he's better than Kissinger to meet with him, actually.
I talked to both Al and Henry today and to Hughes.
Yeah.
And
you did?
I think maybe that is a good idea.
Yeah, Haig is very thoughtful and kind and everything, and he can just call him and say, now, look, a lot of things have been held out, but we're coming to the end of the road here now, and now is the time when our bargaining is going to be very hard on this issue. I mean, we're going to bargain hard for them.
Yeah.
And where we've got something to hold out, because the only way they're going to get us out is to give us the POWs. And we have never been in that position before, see?
Yeah.
But we mustn't, I don't know, I don't feel comfortable by the way we have this. I think Don is fine for holding her hands, but he doesn't know enough about the policy, you know, he just sort of, you can't just, Al does, Henry knows a lot about it, but he just assumes that everybody's going to be a hero and they ain't going to be. Isn't that the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Al is excellent.
A ways away from a problem, it's just a matter of staying.
Yeah. I think we should anticipate it, and
right.
Al should get him in after
right.
this and say, now look, mm-hmm. made all these offers, and they're going to make some more, and so forth and so on. So much for that. And we shall see. Nothing new on the demonstrating front tonight, is there? Yes, everything went according to plan.
No, they arrested that bunch, and that's the principal. They hauled 200 of them in today.
Well, did that leave many left? They don't have many in town, do they?
Oh, yeah, it still leaves quite a bunch.
Yeah.
Rainwater cut loose today. And
anybody paying attention to him?
Yeah, it moved on the wire. And I don't know what more. I haven't had the
follow-up. You mean about the networks not covering him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he had requested, equal time coverage for a VFW encampment of Vietnam veterans on the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the coverage of the protesting veterans had been complete overkill. He told the networks that his veterans would establish a campsite, march to Arlington Cemetery, this time with the flag flying right side up, and lobby in Congress for increased benefits for veterans, just as the protesters did. He talked personally to the president of CBS, and he said he couldn't guarantee 30 seconds of coverage, much less the amount given the protesting veterans.
Well, he should have had the amount they gave them. Well, anyway, that would have been good. Well, anyway.
But he may have in what he put out. This is just the wire thing carried.
That's all right.
Made the point of the number of veterans he has and that sort of thing. So he's laid the groundwork on that. The Teague is going ahead with his hearing.
What's he going to have a hearing about?
He's going to get a group of the good veterans in representing the coalition of Vietnam veterans for a lasting peace.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is such a thing, huh?
Well, they're forming one.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be the Vietnam segments of each of the Legion and VFW and Catholic and Jewish and DAV and
good.
So on.
Good.
And so Teague's going to set up a hearing with television to hear their side of the story.
Yeah. That's fine. Good. Okay.